The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on October the 7th. It's Friday night, so that means only one thing. We've got excellent racing from Ireland's only all-weather circuit at Dundalk, where we've got eight races for you. The highlight, of course, coming at 7 o'clock in the shape of the Star Appeal Stakes, which is a listed contest for two-year-olds. But we've got fantastic action either side of that race, right in the middle of the card, with good handicaps and maidens alike. Start with a really competitive race, 5:30 over 5 furlongs. Plenty of fancied horses coming into this particular contest with good claims. Not more so than Elusive Beauty from the Ken Condon stable. She's certainly the most experienced horse in this lineup, having run 8 times already. She's just won one of those, but plenty of other occasions she's run to a fairly decent standard, including when getting to within a neck of Windsor Castle 5th Calendar, 2 starts to go at Navan over tonight's trip. She was upped in distance last time out and certainly didn't disgrace herself by finishing 3rd beyond Novado from the Jura Lion stable, who's a very useful horse in his own right. She just probably didn't quite get home on the rain, softened terrain on that particular occasion. But every chance, dropping back in trip tonight, she can get back to winning ways. She's slightly better drawn than several of her market arrivals, including Porto Ferro, who shout really well behind Courage Young Defy last time out. I'm sure she'll win races, but that box number 9 is a slight concern, as is the 8 box for Tilly Trotter as well, who's the only course and distance winner in the lineup. So plenty of horses with chances here, but I'll go with Elusive Beauty to confirm her early season promise.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, and this is a really grisly looking contest. 7 furlong claiming maiden on the all weather. You don't get many of those to the pound over in Ireland. Likely to be a fairly warm order here is Matriarch from the Edlund Lynham stable. She's yet to get her head in front in 12 starts, but it's noticeable that several of her best performances have come here at Dundalk, including last time out in a very strongly run race won by War Room. Certainly no disgrace in finishing second to Shane Duffy's Charge, who's a very decent horse in his own right here on the all-weather at Dundalk. So that was a fair effort from this filly, Trambo Edward Lynham. And nicely drawn right in the middle of the pack. I'm sure she'll go well. But the one I quite like here at a price, currently 6-1 this morning with William Hill, is Richard Braverson's filly, Vale of Stars, who's just had the 2 starts so far to date. But most noticeably, her best performance and her most eye-catching one came last time out over this course and distance beyond the very smart Cenotaph from the Aidan O'Brien stable. I do know connections think that horse is potentially group class on this all-weather surface. Back in second was a horse called Flower Hill Nova, who went on to frank the form subsequently next time out. So that form looks pretty solid. The time figure certainly suggested it was as well. And I do like the way this filly by Vale of York finished off her race in the latter stages after being very slowly away or sleepy in the early stages. But today she's drawn in stall one. Hopefully Ross Coakley can get her a little bit more competitive than she was the last day. And she's got a really good chance in, like I say, what looks an absolute desperate affair to be in the first three at the very, very least. So Vale of Stars each way in the 6 o'clock will do for me.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, a very competitive nursery over 7 furlongs. I'm not a massive fan of this Taj Mahal. He's become a little bit of a disappointment. Certainly you need deep pockets to follow this fella. He sent our favourite once again last time out at Newmarket, and he had the visor on, which is on tonight. And once again, he disappointed, albeit in a decent maiden. So I'm going to cast him aside. I'm going to go with Thomas O'Malley from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Now, I tipped this horse here the last day when he ran on the 23rd of September. And although he only managed 6 and was a slight disappointment to some, being as he was a fairly short price, I actually thought he didn't get the clearest of runs on that occasion. He never really got a chance to get up ahead of steam that night. But he didn't finish off his race quite encouragingly in behind the speed. And I certainly think a step back up to 7 furlongs should seem in much better light here this evening. Most notably as well, he finished 2nd behind Ambassadorial the time before over this course and distance. And of course, Ambassadorial is running in the listed race at 7 o'clock. So that's probably more in keeping with his overall ability. And off a mark of 78, that doesn't look too bad of a starting point for his first start in nursery. So Thomas O'Malley, fairly solid each way there in race number 3 at 13-2, William Hill.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, which is the best race on the card. And my best bet on the card also runs in this particular race. And it comes in the shape of Leo Minor from the Aidan O'Brien stable. Aidan, of course, is in unbelievably good form at the moment with his two-year-olds. And I'm expecting this horse to get back on track after a slight bump in the road last time out at the Curra. Although he finished last of the 10 behind his did a bid, that doesn't really tell the whole story, as Colm O'Donoghue was going for a daring run at the inside rail, only for him to get the door slammed up in his face, running down into the final furlong when he looked like he was coming up to be very, very dangerous. If you go back to his previous run, he was a nice winner at Nace. And more importantly, if you go back to the 9th of July when he was third behind Sea of Grace and Ezra, those two horses have contested a group race subsequently. They were first and second in the Flame of Tara at the Curra. So he was in quite deep that day and the ground wouldn't have suited him. But being a son of Warfront, he's now got a chance to race on a really rattling quick surface, which Dundalk is at the moment. He's nicely drawn and I think this 7 furlong trip will suit him. So despite the English contingent being very strong in the shape of Executive Force and Rebel de Lope, I'd expect Leo Minor to turn them away here and justify favouritism in race 4.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then, a very competitive looking handicap for the fillies. This is over 7 furlongs and the one that stands out is Indaraha from the Mickey Halford stable, who ran really well the last day here at this track behind Fit for Function in a very strongly run race. Not many got into that that particular day. The surface was riding really slow. It was its first race in Dundalk for quite a while. And like I say, I think you can upgrade any horse that made late headway, which this horse did. You also notice in this horse's form book that it's got a course win back in the day. And this very consistent filly, now returning to what seemingly is a favourite surface, I think has got a really good solid favourites chance. For those of you that are prepared to forgive Victoria's Secret, you'd probably be looking to back this horse each way, because apart from its disappointing run in that race behind Fit for Function and Indira, then she's got a particularly consistent looking profile. But just looking at the back of my mind, it was that bad of a run that she can't possibly be trusted here tonight, particularly from a high draw. So Indira, around about 5-2 this morning, is choice in race 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, again another very competitive handicap, but all eyes here are on Twists and Turns and the Pat Flynn stable, who certainly suggested he was going to come back to form here the last day when chasing home a horse that I fancied on the night, a horse called Arborfield, who got the job done. But to be fair, this gelding by acclamation made my selection pull out all the stops in the latter stages, and he only went down by half a length. Back in third was Six Silver Lane, who gives the four a solid look. Time figure was pretty good as well, and now this horse, it looks like I say, he's in reasonably good order, following a period in the doldrums. He's certainly off a very favourable handicap mark to be very competitive here. So Twists and Turns is the choice in race 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then, which looks a very tricky-looking apprentice handicap over a mile. Rideau Express is bound to be popular here from the Mickey Halford stable, having finished third on its last two starts here at Dundalk. But I quite like Sister Slew here at a value alternative price, around about 12-1 this morning. Now, she ran on the all-weather, or the beach, last time out at Laytown. And because they've only really got races over 6 furlongs and 7 furlongs there, that trip was too short for her on that occasion when she was very one pace behind subsequent winner My Good Brother. But if you go back through her form book, you'll certainly see that she's got plenty of decent form over a mile here at this track. And she's got every chance of running a much better race than her market price suggests. So Sister Slew, returning to one of her favourite happy hunting grounds, is the each-way choice at a decent price in race number 7.
And the final race.
On to the final race then. A very competitive race here. Should be 5-6-1 the field. The one I quite like here at a price this morning is Abraham from the Shea Barry stable. He's been a bit disappointing on his last two starts, particularly when he was sent off favourite to win a Killarney handicap two starts back Graham would have been too soft for him last time. I actually can basically draw a line through that. But if you go back to his run here on the 8th of April when he was fifth behind Poitin, that form would definitely give him a major, major chance of being competitive here. The time figure of that race that night was one of the fastest times I got at Dundalk throughout the all-weather season. So a reproduction of that effort should see him go much better than his 8-1 quotes this morning. So Abraham, the each-weight choice in race number 8. OK, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We'll be back online for the card at the Curragh on Sunday, where we've got a very competitive 7-race card there. So do tune into the podcast on Sunday. It's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.